Yerushalmi Kelayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos, Daf Mem Dalet. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Alef, three lines from the foot of the page, Tani. Tani Chamisha Dvarim Nemru, B'Delas Yevonis, Ein Mesachin Shisei Oysa Al Gabi Zroim Umevia, Esatuma, V'Chaytzez Esatuma, V'Ix Etefach V'Yseres Kolshu, V'Anoide Mina Diluim Eino Osei Le B'Delas Yevonis Bovad. The Bible says there are five things that were said about the Egyptian gourd. The first is one may not spread it over seeds. Number two, it brings tumah if gourd leaves are covering both flesh of a corpse and vessels. It separates for tumah, but if there is flesh of a corpse underneath a leaf and vessels over it, they remain tahor. And the third thing is its stem is a tefach. The fourth is that any amount of it prohibits, if it became prohibited as kilayim and then became mixed with other permitted ones. And the fifth thing is that one who vows against gaining benefit from gourds is only prohibited in Egyptian gourd. Rabbi Yonah asked the question, why aren't the laws of bringing tumah and separating from tumah considered two separate things? Tani bar kapa sheva ein shesei mesachin oisa al gabei zoyim mevias atumah v'chitzes es atumah v'yad ha-tefach v'noistin la avodasa v'kilayim im aramis v'kilayim im aramutza. The basis of bar kapa says that there are actually seven things said about the Egyptian gourd. The first is one may not spread it over seeds. Second is it brings tumah. The third, it separates from tumah. The fourth is its arm is a tefach. The fifth is that one must distance the beis oiver from its seeds. The sixth is its kilayim with aramean gourd. And the seventh is its kilayim with remutza gourd, as we saw earlier. V'lo tani oiseres v'lo tani nadorim. However, Bar Kappa did not teach any amount of it prohibits, nor the din of one who makes a vow. Am Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Nafak Lashuka, Asan Shalun Le Sibuch Shamu Negea, Asa Shalavui, Amale Sibuch Shamu Benegea. Rabbi Yosi says that Rabbi Gamliel, son of Rebbe, went out to the marketplace. They came and asked him, when the Mishnah taught that if gourd was spread over seeds, he must uproot it, was that specifically when the gourd leaves were touching the produce, or even if they weren't? Rabbi Gamliel asked this question to his father, who answered that it applies only when they were touching. Am Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Hillel, Rabbi Valas, Nafak Lashuka, Asan Shalun Le Sibuch Shamu Benegea, Asa Shal Levui Amale Sibuch Shamu Benegea. Rabbi Yonah says that Rabbi Hillel, son of Rabbi Valas, went out to the marketplace and they asked him the same question. He asked his father, who gave him the same answer that applies only when they were touching. Mo Raya Ani Es Divrayim Medivrai. The Gemara asked, why did Rabbi decide to retract and follow the Chacham in the Mishnah? Am Rabbi Chinna, in the last mitzvah, she misabeches at Amamuta, kishus upola mitzvah, lekol shekein. Rabbi Chinna says that if you permitted Egyptian gourd, even though it becomes entangled, you would certainly permit cucumbers and beans that do not become so entangled. Am Rabbi Abba, Mari, loy kein hava, Rabbi Mana, Omar, Rabbi Omar, kol hein de taninan, kishus upola mitzvah, after last mitzvah, beklal, mao reyani es divrayim, midvarai, shein kulam misabchin. But the last Yevonis. Rabbi Abba Mari said that Rabbi Mana didn't agree with Rabbi Chanina because Rabbi said that since the Mishnah taught that cucumbers and Egyptian beans may not grow over grains, so too Egyptian gourd was prohibited. And when Rabbi then said, I identify with the rationale more than mine, he meant that their branches do not entangle as much as the Egyptian gourd, and therefore the only one prohibited is the Egyptian gourd. Hadon Alach Perek Kol Sa.